and fresh baked dough, the Earl's oven bread with melted Chardonnay butter. All of that for $25.
That's ridiculous. That all of the Earls in all four
locations. All four Earls.
Winnipeg, of course. Now, you know, lobster for those of us on the prairies is quite a treat. That's why, I mean, if you got to fly it in the morning, there's a lot of logistics to getting this put together. But talk to us about the logistics of actually eating it, Chris. I know that there's, you know, for some of the amateur diners, if you will, and I would consider myself one of those in the room. I think these guys have been to a lot of $500 a plate scenes beforehand, but not so much me. When you get in there to Earl's, what the heck are you going to be doing with these monsters?
Well, we do serve them whole, lobsters. Our chefs do the first couple cracks to help you out, but part of the event is the actual experience for our customers. So what we hope is you get together with some friends, you come down, and you take part in the activity. Caitlin's going to tell you a little bit about the method behind this help you out.
Well, it's going to be really simple. We serve the lobster with these lovely plastic bibs that you guys have in front of you.
Full instructions.
And the bibs actually have the full instructions for eating right on them. So we're going to twist the claws and detach them. We have the lobster scoops to scoop out all the meat and
could you get one of these bibs with instructions for all the food that Hustler ingests, like Kraft macaroni and cheese, rice-a-roni, Domino's pizza, all this stuff would be really helpful for him.
Just give me the number. Just give me the number. So you guys are kicking this off on Thursday night, right?
Thursday,
Saturday.
Right, we're going to do it lunch and dinner. We're going to do it all day.
So just I'm just looking at the numbers here. $25 for that is fantastic.
Fantastic.
Value. Like if you go for surf and turf at most places, you're looking at a $50 hit just to, you know, like market price for lobster varies wherever you go. I've seen it $38, $45, $50. So this is a fantastic
easy
value.
Easy.
And this isn't a small, this is a pound and a half lobster on your plate.
Pound and a half lobster.
Beautiful.
The other treat that we're offering for just a $5 more, you get a pint of Alexander Keys. So for $30, you get a 1.5 pound lobster, pint of beer, all the fixins,
for 50?
And a bib.
No, I'm joking.
And a bib, yes.
And the bib for Hustler.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there'll be more than just me rocking the bib over the course of the weekend at the Four Earls.
This is at every Earls location in town?
Every Earls location. You can go to www.earls.ca and look up our phone numbers. Our phone book works as well. And all four stores, St. Patel, Main Street, Pembina, and Pole Park.
So listen, we'll get back to the lobster in a minute, though, but you may not be a bigger sports fan in the city of Winnipeg than you, Chris Kapansky.
Thanks, Gary.
I go to Earl's after almost every Bomber game just to see what has happened to you. And I mean, like, due to the weather. Or,
due to the weather.
The group that you had to entertain that day, right. Whatever. You're always in good shape. Sometimes cold, sometimes sunburnt. Just depends. Sometimes maybe a little off your kilter.
I don't
know what causes that. But and then, of course, you know, I know you saw almost every Jets home game last year.
Yep.
You went to a couple games on the road. You show up at the Grey Cup quite frequently.
This year as well, yeah.
This year, for you, must be pretty painful. Your football team has struggled, and now no Jets right now to watch.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, starting with football, first of all, we have a great game coming at noon, which for people who want to eat lobster after the game, that's a huge plus. I think they'll still have a decent crowd going, but it's been hard. I mean, the one thing I will say about Winnipeg fans is that it seems that it's always the same people that go to every game. So, you know, I know you've dropped by after a game. It's pretty much all the same people all the time. Very, very loyal customer.
It's a great crowd. I enjoy that
which
scene
is great,
after
the
games.
The Motley Crue, so to speak.
Yeah, but, good people.
And then as far as hockey goes, it's just hard. It's hard not to have hockey on the TVs. You know, thankfully we've got a baseball run and NFL's heating up.
I do want to ask you this, and Dennis and I are going to be speaking with Stefano Grandi from Downtown Biz tomorrow on the warm-up on what's happening. And I realize today is, I mean, we technically haven't lost a regular season game yet, but as a business owner in the city, and a place, although you're not right beside the MTS Center, you certainly do a lot of business associated with Winnipeg Jets hockey, both home and on the road. Do you guys have any idea? Have you made any sort of estimates or talked within yourselves on what sort of an impact this could, you know, if there's an extended lockout, what that'll do to a business like yours? Never mind Maine, just even the one on
Right, Polo. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, yeah, Maine's more local to the arena for sure. Pole Park, we're really holding our own. Sales have been really good since the start of the season. We're not sure whether it's, you know, it's really hard. There's other factors involved. Weather, we've had a really pretty abrupt weather break, so that really affects our business. But we're actually, sales have been very strong in the last few weeks. So it's, the argument starts is, you know, is it... without hockey right
management.
Now, is it helping? Is it helping the restaurants outside of downtown?
And or? People have money to go do other things.
Exactly,
I guess
right?
You know, so. Instead of spending whatever it costs, you know, $500 including your tickets to go for a great night at MTS Center and the Jets, you go to Earl's and
get 20 lobsters.
Get a ton of lobster,
right?
And
I mean,
champagne.
Our clientele, you know, before they'd come for dinner before the game, they'd go to the game. Hope to get them back after. Away games were always a highlight for us because our lounge would fill.
Well, yeah, hey, but before we get out of here, to quote the bib, let's break this thing.
Yeah, Danny, back one of those up. You brought your executive chef Danny along.
Danny is doing
straight
this
to
up.
The straight to the tail, Danny.
Oh man,
where's your bib?
These look good. I'll be putting one on in a moment, and of course we'll be setting it up. But Chris, great thanks to you for coming in. It should be an exciting weekend around Earls. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is Lobster Mania. Have you come up with a wrestling style theme name for it?
I haven't, Hustler. I haven't. I'm just excited to do it this weekend.
Pull that napkin there, please.
A big thanks to Alexander Keys, and really pumped for the football game as well this Saturday.
Yes, I think Saturday night.
It was quite the show we watched.
We're alive!
We're alive again. Playoff chase is on.
The Lobster is no longer alive, but the Blue Bombers are, and we're looking forward to getting into this a little bit. You guys, thanks so much for coming by, and we'll look forward to getting into this over the next little while. And
that's fantastic.
Obviously, pop by on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and see
no
you guys.
No surprise that I'm the first one eating.
Great, yeah. Fantastic. Thank you.
Wow.
Make reservations.
Beautiful.
If not, just show up.
Good stuff. You guys, thanks very much for coming by. We'll see you soon.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Chris Kapanski and the Earls gang from Polo Park and Pembina popping by with the Lobsters for us. And Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they'll be doing that down at all four locations in the city. We're going to break. When we come back, the voice of the fish, Paul Edmonds, talks a little baseball with us here on Hustler and Lawless.
You're listening to Hustler and Lawless on TSN 1290.
Brought to you in part by Earls Restaurant and Bar with four locations in Winnipeg.
TSN 1290 traffic.
For custom edge skate sharpening, keep the stink at the rink with ozone cleaning for your funky smelling gear and skates. Now just $10 till October 31st at Custom Edge Skate Sharpening, 1455 Waverly.
Crash going to hold you up at Roblin and Grant. Busy intersection this time of day, so do expect delays and confusion. Again, that's the intersection of Roblin and Grant. Crash holding you up. That crash from northbound Pembina Highway at Crescent Drive, long gone. Traffic getting back to normal there. That's very good news. Barricades northbound Route 90 at Sargent. That's over in the right-hand lane. Going to be a tough spot all afternoon. Expect delays northbound Route 90 at Sargent. Barricade right-hand lane. And the barricades around Main and Higgins. Things looking a bit better there today. Those barricades have been shifted. They're over in the right-hand lane, so a little bit easier. Again, that's at Main and Higgins. Things looking a little bit better. Check out GMC's 2012 model year-end event and get up to $9,500 credit on cash purchases on select Sierra models. Visit prairiegmc.com. I'm Casey Gibb.
Thanks, Casey. Now we look at our CTV News Skywatch weather forecast. They're calling for a chance of flurries tonight to go along with a low of -3. Chance of rain or flurries on Wednesday with a high of 6. Sunny skies expected on Thursday with a high of 8 and a mix of sun and cloud on Friday to go along with a high of 11. Right now in Winnipeg, we're sitting at 4.
Weather brought to you by
Exclusive Carpets at 441 St. Mary's Road. Buying off the roll equals big savings. That's why you should shop their massive 12,000 square foot warehouse. You'll find what you need for less.
I was just chatting with my mailman the other day, and he says to me, "Wow, do I ever love your new door?" And I'm thinking, geez, this guy sees a lot of doors along his route. For him to notice mine, well, that's pretty impressive, right? Well, it's from High Tech Energy Windows and Doors, and I have to say, it is pretty impressive. It's gorgeous and totally energy efficient. I love it. So if you're shopping for exterior doors, go see
High Tech Energy Windows
and Doors.
Hi, I'm Denny from Denny's Whole Hog Barbecue.
And I'm quarterback Buck Pierce.
Hey guys, I'm having a big event and looking for a way to feed my group.
Call Denny's Whole Hog Barbecue.
We're looking after you with a full catering service or do-it-yourself hog roast with succulent pork, tender beef, turkey, chicken, pork ribs and more. No group is too big or too small. Plus, you can keep the leftovers. We'll even pack it up for you.
Can't wait.
Visit Danny'sWholeHog.com or call 344-5675.
And we'll bring the flavor.
TSN 1290 Sports Center update.
Lots on the line in the bigs today in the NL. Cincy up 2-0. We'll try to finish off the Giants. They're just underway in Cincy. No score yet. Same thing in Oakland tonight. Detroit up 2 on the A's. We'll go for the sweep. That'll have Anibal Sanchez on the hill for the Tigers versus Brett Anderson. Catch it on TSN 1290 starting at 7:30. The Winnipeg Goldeyes have been named the American Association's Organization of the Year today. The Fish, of course, also led the league in average attendance. The NHL and PA will be meeting again tomorrow in New York, but once again, Gary Bettman and Bill Daly will be meeting with Don and Steve Fear separately from the main group. TSN Hockey Insider Bob McKenzie on the upcoming negotiations.
We're going to a pivotal 7 to 10 day phase here that's going to determine whether we're done.
Longtime Red Wings PA announcer Bud Lynch passed away this morning. He was 95, and in the MJHL tonight, OCN is in Dauphin and Portage is at home to Winkler. In the Sports Center, I'm Joel Marcoux.
This Sports Center update is brought to you by
Hi-Vis City. If you have a job where your safety and performance depends on your ability to be seen, then you need high visibility clothing. From Hi-Vis City, 891 Century Street.
TSN 1290, Winnipeg's sports leader, with Sports Center updates 24 hours a day and breaking sports news anytime at tsn1290.ca.
It's always about the money. Everything else is just conversation.
I still think it's a record that's never been broken.
He's so athletic. He's so talented. So gifted.
It's like being in a back alley fight and Superman's on your side.
Live at 5 to 5 with Hustler and Lawless.
Stand by, Hustler.
You guys are the best, man.
Stand by, Lawless.
No doubt about it.
In 3, 2, and 1.
Welcome back to Hustler and Lawless. It is just before 5 o'clock, and that means it is live at 5 to 5. Big thanks to Chris Kapanski, Caitlin, Damien, the whole crew that popped in with the lobsters for us. We're cleaning ourselves up, and we'll be continuing to dominate these things in breaks. But let's get back to the sports and get back to the hotline.
The Hustler and Lawless Hotline is brought to you by Chris Pennycook of Royal LePage Dynamic Realty at 989-5000.
The voice of the Winnipeg Goldeyes, the one and only Paul Edmonds, joins us. Big guy, how are you doing?
Well, not as good as you guys. I'm going home to have hamburger helper, and you guys are gorging yourselves on Maritime lobster.
Feel free to pop by in studio one of these days, Paul.
Well, I'm heading in the wrong direction right now.
Hamburger helper.
I absolutely got flat lucky by coming in today, I can tell you that.
Hey, we said...
Yeah, the hamburger helper, I like the cheese version of it. So do the kids.
Listen, congratulations to you and your entire franchise on... once again, ringing the bell, 7 of the last 10 years, the top organization in the league you play in. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, Gary. I think everybody takes a lot of pride in being recognized by your peers. And I've said this before, it kind of has that trickle-down effect from the top. And we get our marching orders, but, we kind of follow the mantra that I follow personally, and that is manage yourself so others don't have to. And there's not a lot of micromanaging that goes on. We have good people in good spots in various areas of our organization, and they're allowed to do what they do best. And collectively, it works very well, and it has, as you mentioned, for 7 of the last 9 years. And we're very proud of that fact. It's been a real good year for the Goldeyes, both on and off the field.
Paul, you've been, I mean, it's been well documented on our conversations on this show. You've been with this team since year number 2. Can you, now that you've had a few weeks to kind of step back after winning the championship, can you maybe look back and compare this year to some of the other great ones in Goldeyes history?
Well, there would be no comparison, Huss, only from the standpoint that the team on the field got it done to the end this year. And as a result, there's the residual effect, and that has been conversations, whether it's been the hockey rinks with my boys or at the store or, doing some other sort of social activity with my family or wife or what have you, that's not the talk of, hey, they got close and they couldn't get it done. This year, I'm hearing more and more stories about where people were when the Goldeyes clinched at the last game in Wichita or some of the 16,100 that were at the 3 playoff games at home. And how great of a
What time is it? 4:58?
Oh, it's
A little early.
It could be 502, actually.
A little early.
The usual 502 dropping of the call. I will say his connection wasn't that good.
He's in the car. He's driving out to he calls his ranch, his house, his farm, Triple Play Ranch. Something of that effect.
Very good.
Yes.
It's one of the few areas with no cell service in the
province
of Manitoba. It's a nice place.
I attended his wedding. They had it right on his property. It was beautiful.
You know, you wonder how much easier it is for the players to get themselves up for the game. Baseball, you play a lot of games. You play every day.
They play 100.
There's
got
to be days where you're on your way to the ballpark. You're kind of saying to yourself, you know what? I wish today was a day off.